This morning, the choir has given us a beautiful celebration of the amazing love of God.
今天早上，我们的诗班带领我们唱出这一个奇异的爱。
And that's also the topic of our reflection together this morning.
这也是我们今天早上一起要思考的一个题目。
The amazing love of God.
实在是奇异的、奇妙的神的慈爱。
What is it about God's love that's amazing?
那么神的爱在哪方面来说是属于奇异的呢？
It's not particularly amazing that God would actually love.
事实上神是一个爱，这个本身这个事实并不一定就那样的奇异。
As mortal human beings with all of our frailties and weaknesses, we love.
甚至于像我们做人的，我们人本身是这样的软弱的，我们都知道要彼此相爱。
And perhaps we consider it our best feature that we do love people.
也许我们觉得我们最了不起的一点就是因为我们彼此有许多相爱的事实。
If we can love, it's not amazing that the virtuous God would love.
假如说我们人都能够相爱，当然我们期盼我们的神是能够爱的。
Nor is it exactly amazing that God would send his son to die out of love.
事实上假如你想到神把他自己的独生儿子送到世上来为我们死这件事情，也不一定就是那样的奇异。
We've seen in recent American history that people will die for others.
我们从美国近年来许许多多的历史上看见美国人或者是世界上有人是会为别人而死的。
We think of the rescue workers at 9/11, so many of whom, hundreds of whom gave their lives.
在911这个世贸中心的这个事件上，我们看见许多人实在是为着别人而付上他自己的生命。
So if rescue workers, human rescue workers, have enough love to die, it's not exactly amazing that the divine rescue worker would have enough love to die.
好像我们看见去救人的人能够为别人而死，那么救人的神他的爱又有什么地方这样的奇异呢？
So what exactly is it that's so amazing about the love of God?
所以神的爱在哪方面在我们感觉到它是属于奇异的呢？
So unique.
为什么是这样的有独特性呢？
Without parallel in human experience.
而甚至你找不出一个人能够做的类似的事呢？
The Bible says it's for whom God would choose to die.
在圣经上教导我们是说，是神是为什么样的人而死的。
The sort of people for whom Christ would die.
是那一类的人，那神会为他而舍去生命。
This is what is especially amazing about the love of God.
就神所为这样子的人而死的这一个事情的本身是他爱的奇异。
That Jesus would voluntarily choose to die for the sorts of people he dies for.
也就是说神他为了这一类的人而死，那他的本身的特质是奇异的。
We read in the Bible, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man.
我们看见这个圣经上很清楚地告诉我们说，在我们为义人而死是少有的。
By righteous man, the Bible doesn't necessarily have in mind a perfect person, because there are no perfect people.
那义人来说，在圣经里面的形容并不是表示是一个完全的人，因为人是没有办法完全的。
But a person of unimpeachable moral integrity.
可能是一个人他是无可指责，在道德上他是很了不起的一个人。
Someone who can be counted on to do what's right and stand for what's right.
一个人他可能会做对的事情，他有对的这个人格。
This is a righteous person.
这是一个叫做义人。
Rarely will anyone die for someone who's merely because of the fact that he's righteous or virtuous.
圣经上面说为义人而死是少有的。
We might respect his virtue.
我们可能是很敬仰他这个人，因为他是一个义人。
We might admire her virtue.
我们可能羡慕、仰慕这个人，因为他的道德上是有标准的。
But admiration alone doesn't form a tight enough bond for us willing to risk our lives for somebody else.
但是你对一个人的仰慕，是不是就能够让你为他而舍上生命呢？
Let's put it in contemporary terms.
假如我们把我们今天现代的一些例子拿来做例子的话
，Arguably the most powerful individual in the world today is the U.S. president.
那么今天在世界上最有权威的、最有权柄的人，可能是美国的总统。
And arguably, the highest paragon, public paragon of moral virtue would be the Pope.
那今天可以说是在世界上人的眼光中看来最有道德的可能是教皇。
And so we could ask, would we expect George Bush to risk his life for the Pope?
那我们今天可不可以问这个问题？我们George Bush 不惜总统会不会为教皇舍命呢？
We might hope he would.
也许我们有这样的盼望。
But if I were the Pope, I wouldn't stake my life on it.
假如我是教皇的话，我不会把我的命在这世上赌上。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man.
事实上，在为义人而死是少有的。
It is perhaps conceivable.
也许你可以想象得到。
But it's not likely.
但是是不大可能的。
The Bible goes on to explain, well, for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die.
那么这个圣经又继续说，为仁人而死，或者有敢做的。
And by good in this passage, it means something more than merely virtuous.
那么这个仁人可以说是比一个正直的人还稍微再好一点。
In this passage, good is, it refers to somebody who is virtuous, but more than that.
那么在这一段，这里所讲的这个仁人，可能比刚比这个一个正直人还稍微再高一点。
The sort of good it has in mind is particularly someone who's done something good for me.
那么所谓的好，我们常常是说这个人好是可能对我有什么益处。
A benefactor or a mentor.
是施益给我的，把好处给我的。
Do we expect people to die for their benefactors or their mentors?
我会不会为因为他对我有益，所以我就为他而死呢？
Well, we admire their courage and we have gratitude for them for what they've done.
我们仰慕他们，我们觉得他们很了不起，我们觉得他对我做了很多好的事情。
And the gratitude may be even stronger than admiration.
可能我对他的感恩感谢是超过于对他的仰慕。
So would we die for a benefactor?
我会不会因为他给了我好处，我为他而死呢？
Again, in contemporary terms, if you know anything about George W. Bush's life, you'll know that Billy Graham played a crucial role in his life.
假如你认识这个布希总统的话，你会知道格里汉牧师在他身上有很大的影响。
When Bush decided that all his partying was destroying his family and his life, he turned to Billy Graham, a family friend.
当这个布希总统他家里面跟他的政治之间产生任何问题的时候，他就去问格里汉牧师。And
Graham helped him come to God.
格里汉牧师帮着布希总统带着他到神的面前。And
helped him straighten out his life.
帮着布希总统把他生命上、他生活上的这些困难能够排除。
So can we imagine George Bush being willing to die for Billy Graham?
那你觉得布希总统会为格里汉牧师而舍命吗？
We'd like to think so.
我们也许愿意这样，他愿意这样，他这样做。
And at least there's two reasons why he might.
也许还有两个原因，他可能真的会这样做。
In admiration for Graham's integrity.
因为他羡慕这个格里汉牧师，他是一个正直的人。
And an appreciation for the role that Graham played in his own life.
因为他很仰慕，他也非常的感谢这格里汉牧师在他生命当中所有的成就。
But as the Bible describes it, this is not the sort of people for whom Jesus died.
但是在圣经上面所解释的，耶稣所死的、所为死的人，不是属于这两种。
He did not die for people with integrity.
他不是为一个人，他是道德高尚，所以耶稣就为他死了。
He did not die for people who'd been his benefactors.
他不是为一个人死，因为那个人与他有好处。
Instead, the same passage describes the people for whom Christ died in four ways.
然而在这个地方，圣经特别解释耶稣为这个人而死的这个死是用四种方式来解释。
And each of the descriptions grows progressively darker and starker.
在这四种不同的形容，使让这个被让耶稣为他死，耶稣为这个人死，这个人的形容是一点一点的更加的严重。
We read first of all, at just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for us.
在第八节这边说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，哦，对不起，第六节说，因为我们还在软弱的时候。 耶稣基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
See, powerless expresses something of a defect.
一个软弱是代表一种缺陷。
But not a mortal defect, you see.
不是一个要你致命的一个缺陷。
You could easily say, well, my heart is right, I just don't have the ability to carry out what I want to do.
你有的时候你会说，哎呀，我的心是愿意这样做的，但我力不足。
To be powerless is not your fault.
你如果软弱，可能不是你的错误，不是你的错处。
It even implies at least half of a virtue.
可能可以说软弱呢，是一半的道德，你有一半的对。
We have good intentions.
哎，我心里是愿意这样做。
We just lack sufficient discipline to carry out our good intentions.
只是我实在是没有那样子的好的训练，让我能够做得出来。
The desire is there, but not the ability.
Yeah. 我的愿望在那里，只是我做不到。
So in contemporary terms, we could ask, would we expect George Bush to die for the politically insignificant?
所以我们问同样一个问题，那么George Bush。布希总统会不会为这些在政治上微不足道的人而死呢？
Would you expect your president to die for you?
你会期盼，你会想象得到你的总统会为你而死吗？
I think not.
我想大概不会。
In fact, he hires people, secret service agents, to die for him.
事实上他所雇用的这些护卫是护卫来为他而死的。
But then as the Bible goes on, our predicament is worse than simply a lack of power.
那么在圣经上的形容接着下去形容的是比软弱还更严重。
Christ died for the ungodly.
神是为着那些不敬畏神的人，不认识神的人而死的。
Ungodly here doesn't mean so much wicked.
不认识神、不敬畏神的人，并不表示这个人是个很坏的人。
As people experiencing an absence of God, people without a God desire in their lives.
就是这种人，他们没有神的经验，他们不知道神的存在。
People who have no desire, particularly to live the way God calls them to.
他没有这种愿望，愿意让活的神要他所活的那样的生活。
People who are not motivated to serve God.
他没有这个一种原动力让他愿意去服侍这个神。
See, powerless suggested that we had a good intent, just not the ability to carry it out.
那么一个软弱的人是表示说我有一个高尚的一个意愿，但是我行不出来。
Godless suggests that we don't even have a good intent.
所以一个不敬畏神的人是连这个一个高尚的这个意愿都没有。
In this case,contemporary language, it'd be like asking whether George Bush would die for a Frenchman.
那么现在这个比喻就是说好像问这个布希总统愿不愿意为法国人而死。
The French have shown no particular commitment to American interests.
因为法国人对美国人的这个兴趣是毫无兴趣。
We can hardly expect an American president to die for Jacques Chirac.
我想我们大概很不可能想象到这个布希总统会为法国的总理而死。
And yet the Bible takes it one step further.
但是我们的圣经把我们再带到更深的一步。
Not only are we powerless.
不但说我们是软弱的。
Not only are we godless.
不但是说我们很多人是不认识神的。
But we are sinners.
我们还是罪人。
God demonstrates his love, his amazing love for us in this.
那么神在这方面这样就显示了他对我们的爱。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还在做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死了。
You see, theoretically, it's possible to be godless and yet still be moral.
在理论上来说，你可能是不认识神，但是在道德的标准上你还不错的。
Many people live reasonably upright lives without ever worshiping God.
有许多的人他在被世上的人公认为一个生活正直的好人，但是他从来没有敬拜过神。
So by human standards, I can ignore God and still be reasonably moral.
所以照人的标准来说，我可以忽略了神，但是我好像在道德上仍然是高尚的。
And we see people like this every day.
我们天天都看到这一类的人。
One weakness to that position, though, is that we tend to be more trusting of ourselves than we're trusting of other people.
但是这样子的人的一个主要的问题是他所相信的是自己而不相信的是别人。
In one survey, 88% of people thought they were good enough to get into heaven.
在有一个调查, 差不多88%的人说, 他相信他已经够好了, 他做够了好事, 他可以上天堂。
But only 68% of those very same people thought they'd find their friends there.
但同样被调查的人里面, 他们觉得他的朋友当中大概只有60%几的人够资格上天堂。
The problem with the argument is that our standards of morality are not the ones that determine whether or not we reach heaven.
这个问题就是说, 并不是我们的调查, 我们的意见能决定我们是不是能够上天堂。
We seek to live up to our own moral standards, and even we fail those.
当我们定下一个道德的标准, 我们想要去活出这个道德标准的时候, 连我们自己都会做不到。
God calls us to live up to His standards.
甚至于神是要我们能够达到神的标准。
And when we fail, He calls us sinners.
当我们在这上面失败的时候, 神就叫我们做罪人,
and so in this sense, in contemporary terms, you could ask whether the American president, whether we would expect the American president to die for deserters from U.S. forces in Iraq.
那么同样的举一个例子就是布希总统会不会为着这些逃兵离开不愿意打仗的这些人而死掉。
For people who fail to live up to their basic responsibilities in time of crisis.
当在危机的时候，这些人没有办法能够拿起负担他的责任的人，那么不惜会不会为他们死去？
Would we expect the commander in chief to show responsibility for such people?
那我们会不会期待我们一个全国的总元帅他能够行出这样的事来？
And yet the Bible takes it one final fourth step further.
但是我们的圣经里面甚至于让我们带到更深的第四步。
Not only are we powerless.
不但我们是软弱的,
not only are we godless,
不但我们不认识神,
not only are we sinners,
不但我们是罪人,
but all these things make us personal enemies of God.
而这些事情的总结是让我们成为神的敌人。
We are not merely well-intentioned yet frail.
我们并不是就是有心无力。
We are not merely apathetic toward God.
我们并不是就是对神不认识。
By basic inclination, we act in ways that God disapproves.
因为我们的直觉,以我们本身的意念,我们所行出来的都是神不允许的。
And so we become His enemies.
所以我们成为他的敌人。
Like the Republican Guard are enemies of America.
就好像这个胡森的Republican Guard是我们美国战士的敌人。
And it's in this circumstance, it's for this sort of people that Jesus died.
是为这样的人，耶稣舍去他的生命。
Not the virtuous.
不是一个有道德的人。
Not benefactors.
不是一个与我有益的人。
Not the powerless.
不是一个软弱的人。
Not merely the godless.
并不是一个只是不认识神的人。
Not simply sinners.
并不是只是罪人。
But his own personal enemies.
而是他个人的敌人。
And this is what is extraordinarily amazing about the love of God.
这就是为什么神的爱是如此的奇异，如此的不寻常。
Not that he would love his friends and family. Not that he would love his. What's amazing about God is not that he would simply love his friends and family.
那么神的爱并不只是爱他所亲爱的人而已,
but that he would love his enemies.
同时他也爱他的敌人。
So in contemporary terms, it's not a question of George Bush dying for the Pope or for Billy Graham.
所以在我们今天的这个例子来说, 并不是说布希总统是为教皇或者是为格里汉牧师死而已。
Not a question of him dying for a U.S. citizen or even for a Frenchman.
并不是说他是不是为美国的公民或者是为法国人而死。
But the question is,
而这个问题是,
could we imagine George Bush dying for Saddam Hussein?
我们能不能够想象到我们的布希总统是为胡森的缘故而舍上自己的生命？
We can imagine him sending a smart bomb down Hussein's chimney.
我们知道他曾经用一个聪明的炸弹从 胡森家的这个烟囱上掉下去。
But this is not what Jesus did to his enemies.
但是耶稣不是这样来对待他的敌人。
He died for the powerless, for people who could not save themselves.
他是为软弱的人而死, 因为为软弱的人没有办法自己救自己。
He died for the godless, people without any devotion to God.
他是为这些不认识神的人而死。
He died for sinners, people who live contrary to God's ways.
他为罪人而死, 这些人是行神的道路之外的人。
He died for his enemies.
他也为他的敌人而死。
And this is what is truly amazing about the infinite love of God.
这就是为什么神的爱是如此的无尽。
That it's not reserved for the morally upright. You don't have to be good enough to earn it.
并不是为了这些道德高尚的人而预备的，因为你实在是不用你自己的道德来赚得这样子的爱。
It's not reserved for those who have a passion for God.
并不是一个人他很为神热心的人，那么这样的人就能够得到这样的爱。
It's a love which is open to all.
而是一个所公开给所有的人的爱。
To those who desire to do right but don't succeed.
甚至于这些他想要做对而做不到的人。
To those who don't even desire to do right.
甚至于这些他根本就不想要做神的对的事情的人。
To those who more easily do wrong and justify it.
这些他们做的事情常常做错的人，他仍然是为他们预备的。
And to those who, because of all of these attributes, are actually God's enemies.
那么因为我们这样子不好的举动，我们实在是神的敌人，但是他是为我们这样的人而预备的。
To hear the real message of the amazing love of God, we must first quit pretending that we are virtuous, noble people.
假如我们要真正能够明白神的爱的话，我们先想象我们自己是一个道德高尚的人。
The message of the amazing love of God has two parts, to paraphrase Pastor Tim Keller.
假如说我们用这个Tim Keller牧师所说的话的话，我们可以把神的
Each of us is more deeply flawed than we ever dared admit.
我们每个人的错误，我们每个人的罪是如此之深，深到我们不敢去承认。
And yet, despite all that, each of us is even more deeply loved than we ever dared hope.
虽然我们是这样如此的光景之下，但是神给我们的爱是超过我们所求所想的。
And so the Bible concludes.
所以圣经上这样说,
If God be for us, who can be against us?
既是这样,神若帮助我们,还能抵挡,谁能抵挡我们呢?
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also freely with him give us all things?
假如这个神,他把他的独生的爱子给了我们,他还有什么会不给我们呢?
Who will bring any accusation against those whom God loves? It is God who vindicates them.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢? 有神称他们为义了。
Who can convict us of wrongdoing? It is Christ Jesus who died. More than that, who was raised to life and is at the right hand of God, serving as our defense attorney before our God and judge.
因为神把他的独生儿子为我们替罪而死了之后，又把他高举，让他复活，坐在神的右边，为我们祷告。
What shall separate us from this amazing love of Christ?
什么能够让我们与这样一个无比奇异的爱能够隔绝呢?
Neither death nor life.
不论生不论死。
Nor angels nor demons.
不管是天使还是魔鬼。
Nor things in this present world or things in to come.
不管是在这个世界还是在来世。
Nothing in all the universe, says the Bible, can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
圣经上特别说到，不管任何的这些事情都不能让我们与耶稣基督的爱能够隔绝。
This is the amazing love of Christ.
这就是耶稣基督那奇异无比的爱。
That he would die for his enemies.
他为他的敌人而舍命。
And call them his friends.
而把他们称为他的朋友。
And perhaps the most amazing part of this entire story.
那么今天我们所讲的，所经历的这个故事里面，最叫人惊讶的是什么呢？
Is that there is nothing we can do to earn it.
因为我们不管做什么，我们都不能赚来这样的爱。
Nothing we do to deserve it.
我们也不能够做什么让我们觉得我们是能够配得这样的爱。
We merely surrender ourselves to God.
而是把我们自己降服在神的面前。
We turn to Him in gratitude.
对到面对他，感谢他。
We embrace Him as He embraces us.
当他来拥抱我们的时候，我们也抱回去。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Our great God, we praise you for your amazing love.
我们在天上的神，我们为你那奇异的爱来称颂你。
That you would see us more clearly than we see ourselves.
你看我们比我们自己看我们能够更清楚。
That you would love us more deeply than we love ourselves.
你爱我们比我们自己爱我们更深。
We praise you in Jesus' name.
我们这样的赞美你是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.